Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride It Home with Rich, my home every Saturday, 1 hour. I'm your host, Rich Orris, excited to get things going, get things done for you today. So thank you for tuning in, and I would love to hear what's going on around your home. So do you have any New Year's resolution projects for your home? Maybe you need some advice with some of those, any DIY projects that you may be starting out fresh on the year, just call in. We can talk about them. We can talk about what to look out for, maybe things to think about as you're starting some of these projects, or other things that it may affect that you haven't really thought about. I want to kick this year off right by helping all our listeners around their home. So feel free, call me today with any questions about your home, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And I have a lot of information for everybody today. We're going to start off with some home office ideas, some egress windows, replacing some windows, and maybe even some fireplace inspirations if we get time for all of that. We got all of that for you today, plus today's hack. It's an original uses for mesh laundry bags. Okay, I know that sounds different, but you know, we've all used them in sports and, you know, things like that, and there is some really creative ways to use these mesh laundry baskets. So when we're done halfway through the show with the hack, you're gonna want to run out, get a few of these, and really, you know, use some of these ideas. That'll be for you halfway through the show today. But again, I want to hear from you, your questions, your thoughts, your ideas, anything about your home or any remodeling questions. Again, you can call in right now for the next hour, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And, you know, so kind of speaking of gathering information and DIY projects and you know, getting things done around the house, you know, thinking about the importance of getting good advice, the importance of talking to other people to really figure out what's going to work out best. So I went a couple of weeks ago and looked at one of my good repeat clients that I have. We were going to do some kitchen exhaust ventilation, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to get the fan and everything, you know, whole new exhaust hood. I just want you guys to put it in, and then, you know, it's not piped outside, which is very common in most newer houses. That, you know, they recirculate into the kitchen, so the smells don't go outside, the warm air, all the moisture doesn't go outside. So she wants to get it up through the attic, outside through the roof, and we're kind of talking about it. She's like, so I picked out this new exhaust hood for my kitchen, and I said, oh, yeah, okay, so how many CFM is that? And she looks and says, well, it's got a multi-speed fan. You can kind of change it, but the max is 800 CFM. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So I started explaining, you know, one, local codes. How many CFM will they even allow you to have in a kitchen exhaust residentially. And in most places, it's like 400 to 500 CFM. She had no idea. And I started explaining some of the effects it could have on the home. You know, is your furnace, you know, a sealed unit or not? Is your water heater sealed or not? You can create a negative air pressure. You can actually backflow, you know, dangerous carbon monoxide into your home running a CFM fan that goes to like 800. It's kind of crazy, but, and they were even like, wow, it doesn't even seem like that would be possible. You know, well, it is. So then she started doing a little more research, looking again. Well, now they're shopping for, you know, a CFM fan that's around 500, you know, which is what I think St. Louis County is kind of adopted their highest level at. So it is worth getting in on these things, thinking about what you're going to do. Just because they sell something, it does not mean it will work for you. It's the best thing for your home. You know, a lot of people think, well, they wouldn't sell it if I couldn't use an 800 CFM fan, but they will. And there's other things around the home like that that can really come of question. And, you know, if you don't do the proper research, you don't ask the questions, you don't really look into it, you might be getting into something that you really don't know, you know, or understand how it could actually affect you, your family, your safety, your home, all those different things. So, you know, what I got here is do your homework. Think about what you're going to do. Do the research. Ask people questions, open-ended questions. Ask them about things like that. Or, like I said, call into the show if you're thinking about doing something. Just let me know what it is, and, you know, I'll give you my opinion on how I think it gets done, what else it might affect. If there's anything like that that, you know, you might want to or need to think about, I would say get in on it, do it. Again, phone lines are wide open, 314-241-9797, and we can get that stuff help for you. And, you know, for everybody out there that doesn't know me, or if there's maybe a few new listeners coming in this year, you know, this is basically what I do for a living on a daily basis. I go around for Mosby Building Arts and look at these projects and talk about what needs to happen. Really, you know, the goal is advice, education, make good decisions, you know, inform people, just like, you know, what this entire radio station is trying to do. It's talk all the time. It's information. That's what we're trying to get out there. When you have good information and you can then use that to make some really good advised, well decisions for yourself, then you can do it better, safer, you know, get what you need or you want out of it. And sometimes the research is just good because then you kind of go, well, you know, maybe I don't need to spend the money right there. Maybe I get something, you know, a little simpler and I don't buy all those bells and whistles. I like that I know what they are now, but maybe I'm going to head this direction, save some money, and I'm going to spend that on something else. And it's just about making good, great decisions. So again, feel free to call in. Ask any questions you got for me about your home. Love to hear from you, your thoughts, your ideas, anything you got going. So we're going to get into our first break here. And when we return, love to take some calls. Got plenty of other information going on for you out there. We can get into some home office projects that everybody needs right now. So we're taking a break now, and we'll get into all of that when we get back. All right, we are back, right at home with Rich, having a great time today. Would love to hear from you. Feel free, anything that you have, give me a shout. We'll help get you through it. And, you know, talking about, you know, people getting through things, thinking about COVID, thinking about everything that's been going on for the past year, and unfortunately, still going on pretty strongly right now. So, everybody. There's so many more people working from home. It's incredible. The demand for the home office has grown exponentially. It is amazing. And, you know, even doing some research, there's some research on it. They're talking between 30 some to upwards of 42% of our labor force either is or will be working from home full time in the near future. 42% is a lot of people working from home. So think about it. You're on your Zoom call. What is around you? Are you in a cramped spot? Do you have a jumbled background? You know, like my issue, I always had bad lighting, distracting noises, you know, all these things to think about when you go to do the new and inevitable home office for your home. So what are, you know, what are some of these things that we need to consider and need to think about with that? Well, you know, speed, getting it done right away, not just building it fast, but, you know, get on it right away. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. You know, years ago, I was training one of our newer consultants at Mosby Building Arts, and we were running around together and we were doing things. And in my truck, I was showing him how I set my truck up so that I could work on the computers, do everything just as if I'm at a desk. I make it all the same. I'm thinking efficiency. I'm thinking, you know, if everything's similar, you do it the same way, you're going to be better, quicker, all that stuff. And he was like, man, when did you have time to do all this work on your truck to do that? We're so busy. We got so much stuff going on. He's like, I never had time for that. And I was like, well, you got to think about it. Make the time to perform something like that, because you'll never get better. You'll never get more efficient. So if you don't take the time to get things done that you need, then, you know, you'll never make, when you're more efficient, when things are better, you'll make that time back up. And then again, that time won't matter later on. That's what I was trying to explain to him. So go ahead and get it done. The sooner, the better for everybody. But, you know, so thinking about, you know, what other things should you think about in there? Well, maybe think about, you know, doing a double office instead of just a single, maybe for kids' homework, or, you know, your spouse that does some work sometimes, things like that. Set it up for everybody, or potential things that you may do later on. You know, there are some things to think about with, you know, definitely maybe keeping it simple, not getting, you know, too terribly crazy, but, you know, get into, you know, good lighting. Think about where you sit. You know, if you are on Zoom calls and things like that, how does that lighting work for you? And you know, one thing that's been incorporated into a lot of office now is working out just like the kitchen, the island or the peninsula coming off, you know, between the two desks, or, you know, that extra area to work on things, to gather things. Another spot that maybe some schoolwork or something like that, projects could be done. So having just more counter space, more, you know, things like that is just going to work out. So, you know, thinking about getting this design, thinking about having someone actually work with you and advise on, okay, you know, what do you do? How do you do it? What do you need? You know, let them work with that lighting, let them work with stuff and be able to show you really what the possibilities are. And, you know, that they'll come up with some great ideas and they will do some wonderful things where, you know, in the end, you could be like, wow, this is so much better than I would have ever, you know, imagined that I could actually get this done. And then maybe even seeing 3D renderings and stuff of it so that you completely understand what it is. Completely understand, you know, what exactly you're getting, and you can kind of pick and choose through, you know, those options to where, you know, maybe you can look at different levels. How far do I want to go? You know, find what you may want, figure out what that would be, how much you'd appreciate it, and then what it costs. And again, we're right back at that square one thing I was talking about of make good decisions, get good information, get good advice. Then you can make really good, qualified, you know, powerful decisions that will actually help you out. And you'll understand, you know, everything about it. And that's, you know, really going through our conceptual design process here at Mosby Building Arts, really seeing what those possibilities are, is really what everybody loves so much about, you know, that upfront process. When you have that first meeting with either the consultant or the designer, you know, they're going to really delve into a lot of the possibilities. And we're also going to talk, you know, budget, what things cost, stuff like that. Don't try and get into something that, you know, is too much and isn't worth figuring out, because you're never going to go there. But, you know, understand what you're going to get back out of it, what you're going to receive. So gathering all that information up front is very, very helpful. And then actually going through, you know, a conceptual design service to say, now show me the possibilities. Show me exactly, you know, what it can be, what I can have. You know, I just did one not too long ago. We're building it now out in O'Fallon, Missouri, and it was a dining room. They didn't really use it as a dining room, so we're going to set it up, and it's going to be kind of a library, and it'll have bookcases and, you know, reading area, stuff like that, to where it's now a completely different room. But in going through and picking and seeing all the levels, I mean, they literally saw three different levels of, we could do it like this, or we could fill in this pass through and we could kind of do it like this, or we could really go all out and angle the wall and go like this and build, you know, and see everything it's about. See 100% what you're going to get out of it. You know, that's what we do on a daily basis. And pre-planning, you know, all that stuff is just such a great thing to do. If you've ever heard, you know, the failure to plan is planning to fail. It's just how it goes. So if you don't plan well, it's probably not going to go well for you. It's going to be pretty simple. So, you know, think about all that upfront questions, planning, everything that you absolutely need to do and get it done. So we would love to help you out. I could come out, take a look at anything residential you got going on. You can give us a call at Mosby Building Arts, 314-909-1800. Or you can look us up online, callmosby.com, callmosby.com. You'll find everything there. You can set your appointments there and everything. So we're going to get into our middle break right now. We'll have my hack when we return. More information. Maybe we'll get into some egress windows after the break.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We are back. And like he said, my right-at-home hack for today, I think you're going to love this one. You know, everybody's used this. And like back in high school when I played soccer, we had, you know, these mesh bags you kept all your equipment in, all the soccer balls in, you know, football had all that. Well, there's so many different things that you could use these mesh laundry bags for around your home. And here's just a few of some of the coolest. So inside your pantry, you can store your onions, your potatoes, keep them off the floor or off the shelf. You can just hang them on the wall in these bags. Easy to reach, easy to get to. Nice place to have them. You can make a better hanging fruit basket. So you can take, you know, plastic colanders and sew them inside of the mesh bag. And you could have a couple, two or three multi-layered little, you know, fruit baskets to put your fruit in hanging inside your pantry. Move into the laundry room. So who wants to never lose your socks again? Well, let me tell you. So basically wash your socks inside of one of these bags, dry them the same way. You take them out Everything's together. You'll never lose it again. A drying shoe net. I thought this was a really cool one. So basically, you attach one of these nets to the inside of the dryer door, kind of strap it around the door. You can tuck your shoes inside the net between the door and the net. Then you can dry your sports shoes without them toppling around and banging around inside the dryer. Awesome thing to do. So for your kids, this is one of the greatest things out there, is so you can keep all your toy pieces, your puzzle pieces together. They got all those big wooden puzzles and things like that. So you keep each one in a separate bag. You can store all the bathroom toys inside of there. So it's easy, quick cleanup to move around and clean everything out of the bathtub and everything. And for Legos, cleaning Legos, super easy. Put all the Legos in a bag. You can either run them through the washing machine, or you can just put them in the dishwasher. Run them through a cycle in the dishwasher. They're all in the bag. You don't lose them, and you get them clean. You know, little toys like that are some of the dirtiest things with kids' toys out there. So a great way to keep those clean. And you can find all of this information and more. We'll have a link on my social media page. There's another like 9 or 10 things that you could do with these bags. So you can check it out. Look me up on Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, or at Rich Orris Twitter. Later on in the week, you'll see this information, the links and everything. Get all the information. I hope it's great. I hope it works out. I hope you love it. I'm going to say goodbye to Facebook Live right now. We're going to get back to the show and our regular programming here. But so, you know, there's so many neat things like that, that, you know, ever just so many people know and do. It's just amazing when you look for this information, the different stuff that you can actually find out there. But, you know, we do need to be a little weary on, you know, what are we doing ourselves? When, you know, what and when should we consider leaving to the pros? One of the biggest questions we get all the time around Mosby Building Arts is egress windows. You know, everybody's adding to the basements. When we build room additions now, a lot of the areas, it's we have to have them in the basements now. It's a requirement. Even if it's not going to be finished, when you go to finish a basement, they're required now, even without a bedroom and stuff. Most areas are actually requiring these egress windows. So, you know, think about the egress windows. You know, what are the reasons that something like this should be left to the pros? Well, when you think about it, so it's got to be done to local codes. So when you do an egress window, you will more than likely need a sump pump on the outside. So you're going to need electrical. So there's going to be code requirement stuff with the way that you build it, the way that you, you know, cut through the concrete and hold everything up above it. The electrical, all that type of stuff will have codes that, you know, building codes that we do need to follow. And the placement of the window is very, very important. There's certain heights. It can't be more than like 44 inches off the floor. There's minimum sizes. So all this has to be followed, and the pros know and understand this stuff. You know, then when you get outside, you really got to, you know, think about the situation outside, all the possibilities and the scenarios of where should it go? Where could it work best? Maybe there's a side that has more groundfall, and it's possible to not need, you know, that sump pump. If you could get a pipe and get water out, but, you know, understand that window wells now, when we put in any type of well, whether it's stairwell, window wells, anything, drainage is absolutely code required these days. Whether it's sump pump, gravity fed, something absolutely needs to happen. Then you got to go to the inside. If you're completely unfinished, that's great. But you still have a lot to do, you know, cutting through concrete, all that stuff, getting the electrical over there, everything that you need. And of course, it's a lot more to it if you're already finished. So when you think about an egress window, you know, as a DIY project, I've seen a lot of people try to get into these. And so you know, let's look at the list. Let's think about this entire task of a basement egress window, because it is absolute, you know, it's a lot to take on. So first thing, when you go outside, you got to find a great location that's going to work out and everything from the outside as well. You're going to need to call Dig Right, because you want to make sure that where you're digging, nothing's there. Where you run pipe through the yard, if there's stuff there, what is it? How deep is it? You know, is everything, you know, you don't want to disrupt anything while digging. When you're looking at, you know, preparing the interior, you know, if it's unfinished, great, but you still got to control water to the drain, things like that. There's going to be a lot of water when they cut this concrete. So you have a lot of steps. If it's a finished area, you got to remove drywall, framing, you got to remove the flooring, peel that back. You have to control the water. You got to build a temporary framed wall that will support the house while a piece of this foundation is missing, and getting the new header and the new stuff, you know, installed inside of it. So you got to control that water as they're cutting through the concrete and everything. Control the dust. Think about your air filter, your breathing, your respirator to wear, things like that. Now, go from the outside. You're looking at, you know, you're digging. You got to get dug all the way down. You got to install your PVC drain pipes. You either got to get it to daylight, or you got to look at that sump pump, you know, something to get that water moved away inside that pit. You got to have an actual type of pit that will have a ladder or stairs or an easy way out. It's got to be, you know, very accessible. You got to install the window, trim, caulk, paint, whatever needs to happen around that stuff. Then
it's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We are back. And like he said, my right at home hack for today, I think you're going to love this one. You know, everybody's used this. And like back in high school when I played soccer, we had, you know, these mesh bags you kept all your equipment in, all the soccer balls in, you know, football had all that. Well, there's so many different things that you could use these mesh laundry bags for around your home. And here's just a few of some of the coolest. So inside your pantry, you can store your onions, your potatoes, keep them off the floor or off the shelf. You can just hang them on the wall in these bags, easy to reach, easy to get to, nice place to have them. You can make a better hanging fruit basket. So you can take, you know, plastic colanders and sew them inside of the mesh bag. And you could have a couple, two or three multi-layered little, you know, fruit baskets to put your fruit in hanging inside your pantry. Move into the laundry room. So who wants to never lose your socks again? Well, let me tell you. So basically, wash your socks inside of one of these bags, dry them the same way. You take them out, everything's together. You'll never lose it again. A drying shoe net. I thought this was a really cool one. So basically, you attach one of these nets to the inside of the dryer door, kind of strap it around the door. You can tuck your shoes inside the net between the door and the net. Then you can dry your sports shoes without them toddling around and banging around inside the dryer. Awesome thing to do. So for your kids, this is one of the greatest things out there, is so you can keep all your toy pieces, your puzzle pieces together. They got all those big wooden puzzles and things like that. So you keep each one in a separate bag. You can store all the bathroom toys inside of there. So it's easy, quick cleanup to move around and clean everything out of the bathtub and everything. And for Legos, cleaning Legos, super easy. Put all the Legos in a bag. You can either run them through the washing machine, or you can just put them in the dishwasher. Run them through a cycle in the dishwasher. They're all in the bag. You don't lose them and you get them clean. You know, little toys like that are some of the dirtiest things with kids' toys out there. So a great way to keep those clean. And you can find all of this information and more. We'll have a link on my social media page. There's another like 9 or 10 things that you could do with these bags. So you can check it out. Look me up. on Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, or at Rich Orris Twitter. Later on in the week, you'll see this information, the links and everything. Get all the information. I hope it's great. I hope it works out. I hope you love it. I'm going to say goodbye to Facebook Live right now. We're going to get back to the show and our regular programming here. But so, you know, there's so many neat things like that that, you know, just so many people know and do. It's just amazing when you look for this information, the different stuff that you can actually find out there. But, you know, we do need to be a little weary on, you know, what are we doing ourselves? When, you know, what and when should we consider leaving to the pros? One of the biggest questions we get all the time around Mosby Building Arts is egress windows. You know, everybody's adding to the basements. When we build room additions now, a lot of the areas, we have to have them in the basements now. It's a requirement. Even if it's not going to be finished, when you go to finish a basement, they're required now, even without a bedroom and stuff. Most areas are actually requiring these egress windows. So, you know, think about the egress windows. You know, what are the reasons that something like this should be left to the pros? Well, when you think about it, so it's got to be done to local codes. So when you do an egress window, you will more than likely need a sump pump on the outside. So you're going to need electrical. So there's going to be code requirement stuff with the way that you build it, the way that you, you know, cut through the concrete and hold everything up above it. The electrical, all that type of stuff will have codes that, you know, building codes that we do need to follow. And the placement of the window is very, very important. There's certain heights. It can't be more than like 44 inches off the floor. There's minimum sizes. So all this has to be followed, and the pros know and understand this stuff. You know, then when you get outside, you really got to, you know, think about the situation outside, all the possibilities and the scenarios of where should it go? Where could it work best? Maybe there's a side that has more groundfall and it's possible to not need, you know, that sump pump. If you could get a pipe and get water out, but, you know, understand that window wells now, when we put in any type of well, whether it's stairwell, window wells, anything, drainage is absolutely code required these days. Whether it's sump pump, gravity fed, something absolutely needs to happen. Then you got to go to the inside. If you're completely unfinished, that's great. But you still have a lot to do, you know, cutting through concrete, all that stuff, getting the electrical over there, everything that you need. And of course, it's a lot more to it if you're already finished. So when you think about an egress window, you know, as a DIY project, I've seen a lot of people try to get into these. And so, you know, let's look at the list. Let's think about this entire task of a basement egress window, because it is absolute, you know, it's a lot to take on. So first thing, when you go outside, you got to find a great location that's going to work out and everything from the outside as well. You're going to need to call DigRite, because you want to make sure that where you're digging, nothing's there. Where you run pipe through the yard, if there's stuff there, what is it? How deep is it? You know, is everything, you know, you don't want to disrupt anything while digging. When you're looking at, you know, preparing the interior, you know, if it's unfinished, great, but you still got to control water to the drain, things like that. There's going to be a lot of water when they cut this concrete. So you have a lot of steps. If it's a finished area, you got to remove drywall, framing, you got to remove the flooring, peel that back. You have to control the water. You got to build a temporary framed wall that will support the house while a piece of this foundation is missing, and getting the new header and the new stuff, you know, installed inside of it. So you got to control that water as they're cutting through the concrete and everything, control the dust, think about your air filter, your breathing, your respirator to wear, things like that. Now go from the outside. You're looking at, you know, you're digging, you got to get dug all the way down. You got to install your PVC drain pipes. You either got to get it to daylight or you got to look at that sump pump, you know, something to get that water moved away inside that pit. You got to have an actual type of pit that will have a ladder or stairs or an easy way out. It's got to be, you know, very accessible. You got to install the window, trim, caulk, paint, whatever needs to happen around that stuff. Then you're looking at, you know, all the framing you did, everything on the inside. You got to come back inside and we're looking at, you know, removing all that temp construction once it's good. You got to reframe everything, reinstall any electric or anything that was in the way, insulate, drywall tape, paint, mud, you know, get all that stuff back, your base trim, reinstall your flooring, install new flooring, you know, all that. So, I mean, when you look at this list, it's a job, you know, especially if you're in a finished area. It is absolutely a job to manage and control and get through all of that stuff. So it is one of those particularly hard DIY jobs. You got to really be good at managing work. You're not going to be able to do it all yourself with the concrete cutting and stuff. Usually, most people wouldn't want to, you know, venture into all of that. So you'll have to do some yourself, control some subcontractors with electrical and cutting concrete and stuff like that. And so there's a lot to it. And these are all the types of residential remodeling that we can take care of for you at Mosby Building Arts. We perform and do all of these tasks. So feel free if you're thinking about anything like this for the new year. I know everybody is because we're still hanging out around our homes and stuff. So again, you can contact us. Let us know you heard me on the radio. That's always awesome. You can call us at our office, 314-909-1800, or check us out online. You can find everything you need. You can make your appointment online. You can speak to people, you know, texting through them and stuff online to get answers to any questions. Call Mosby.com, CallMosby.com. So we're going to get into our final break here. And if you have any questions you want to squeeze in, last segment of the show, get on the line right away. We'd love to hear from you. 314-241-9797. Otherwise, we'll have plenty of information when we return. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Back once again, last segment of the day. So just about through here, but you know, I love giving out this information. I love a lot of these topics. I love answering the questions and helping people out. So if you got anything, get in right away. I got about 7 minutes here. I could get a question answered for you if you need it. 314-241-9797. But for now, I want to talk about windows. I want to talk about, you know, kind of like the guide to replacing windows. So, you know, when you go to replace windows, well, you know, what even meets the requirements of why would you need to replace a window? What happens to windows? You know, and what should you look for in your windows to see if maybe you need any replaced? And, you know, the most common number one thing we've got out there is, of course, the condensation that appears frequently between the panes of glass. Basically, it means you've lost the gas between the panes of window and, you know, between the glass, and it's no longer energy efficient like it used to be. And believe it or not, you know, when you look at your windows, so air is actually the best insulator possible. There's no better insulator than air. Think about it. Your wall is about 5 inches thick, 6 inches thick with siding and sheeting and 2x4s and drywall and insulation in between. And you get the same, even sometimes almost better insulation value out of a piece of glass that's about a half inch thick, two pieces with air trapped in between them. So when the air doesn't move, when it's argon gas and the air doesn't move, and they put the coatings that will reflect heat and, you know, sun and stuff like that, It's such a great insulator. So when it's fogging up like that at times, you've lost that insulation value. Absolutely. So difficulty opening or operating the window. So think about, you know, the comfort of being able to open windows when you want and the safety of being able to get out of your house if you had to. So definitely operation is big on the list for, you know, if you need to replace your windows or not. Drafty windows, you know, think about comfort and energy. If you're, you know, windows, the couch is always, you know, usually near a set of windows against the wall and it's cold behind you, things like that. So just making the house more energy efficient, more comfortable. Water stains, wood rot, things like that. Looking around the windows, if they're wooden on both sides, are they rotting out, letting water in? How are they installed is, you know, real big that we'll get into here. And also looking at how they function as far as locking. Are they safe? Will they keep people out? You know, do they lock well and work well, that in that aspect? Then once you've found these things and you've kind of decided which ones are the areas or maybe all the windows, you know, selecting the right window. So that's kind of the next thing, looking at where you are, where your house is, you know, what do people expect out of windows in different areas? You know, vinyl is great in a lot of areas with newer construction where they're using that anywhere, but upgrading to, you know, a wood clad or something like that, then sometimes, you know, put more value into a house in an area like that. Some older areas, they're just going to expect those wood clad windows. They're, you know, the wood on the interior is what's going to go with everything on the inside of the house. So, and then you got to think about, you know, historical and neighborhood association requirements. If you're in a historical area, there's going to be things that they, you know, say you absolutely have to have. Sometimes it's just the front of the house, but it doesn't affect the sides and the back. Sometimes it affects the whole house. But know and understand your area and what's required, you know, of you in that area. And then looking for a good, strong manufacturer, a great warranty, and then a great workmanship warranty in the company that you hire to install those windows. So installing the windows is definitely the most important thing that you can do to get it right, to keep water, wind, air, everything out of the house. How that gets installed is imperative. You could buy the absolute best window on the market. If it's just installed as a replacement, if it's only caulked to siding, if it isn't insulated well, if they haven't taken things apart to really do, you know, foam, like a low expansion foam insulation around it, you're just not going to get the quality out of that entire window as a unit in the wall of the home and how that works. So, you know, when you look into people, a really good qualified, certified, you know, carpenter type window installer like we would have here at Mosby Building Arts, they understand everything. We have a holistic view of the whole home, how those windows work into the wall, how they get flashed. You know, so if you're talking with somebody and they're not talking about the siding type and how that gets installed and how it gets flashed, I urge you drastically to, you know, talk with more people, find out the whole scenario, ask open-ended questions and really understand, you know, what's going on around everything. So, you know, our Exteriors by Mosby, we can take care of all this for you. We do all this work. We have our own installers. We do the siding, the roofing, the windows, the doors. We perform everything inside, outside, design-wise, all of that. So I urge you to, you know, contact us, have us out, see what it's all about, 314-909-1800, or call mosby.com, C-A-L-L-M-O-S-B-Y.com. You can find everything on there. You can see all about us, all the information, pictures of jobs, everything that we do. You can set appointments. You can text in with our client services people and get answers to your questions and all sorts of things. So all the information is there for you, ready to go. So, hey, had a great time today. Feeling really good about the new year and some of the things we have coming up and everything. So I appreciate everybody tuning in today. And, you know, I want to keep a lot of, you know, a lot of good things going this year for you all. So hopefully, you know, stick with me. Stay tuned in the upcoming weeks. Every Saturday, we'll have all kinds of information like this, and we'll be answering your questions as often as possible. So, hey, be good. I'll talk to everybody next Saturday. All right, here we go. Back once again, last segment of the day. So just about through here, but you know, I love giving out this information. I love a lot of these topics. I love answering the questions and helping people out. So if you got anything, get in right away. I got about 7 minutes here. I could get a question answered for you if you need it. 314-241-9797. But for now, I want to talk about windows. I want to talk about, you know, kind of like the guide to replacing windows. So, you know, when you go to replace windows, well, you know, what even meets the requirements of why would you need to replace a window? What happens to windows? You know, and what should you look for in your windows to see if maybe you need any replaced? And, you know, the most common number one thing we've got out there is, of course, the condensation that appears frequently between the panes of glass. Basically, it means you've lost the gas between the panes of window and, you know, between the glass, and it's no longer energy efficient like it used to be. And believe it or not, you know, when you look at your windows, so air is actually the best insulator possible. There's no better insulator than air. Think about it. Your wall is about 5 inches thick, 6 inches thick with siding and sheeting and 2x4s and drywall and insulation in between. And you get the same, even sometimes almost better insulation value out of a piece of glass that's about a half inch thick, two pieces with air trapped in between them. So when the air doesn't move, when it's argon gas and the air doesn't move, and they put the coatings that will reflect heat and, you know, sun and stuff like that, it's such a great insulator. So when it's fogging up like that at times, you've lost that insulation value. Absolutely. So difficulty opening or operating the window. So think about, you know, the comfort of being able to open windows when you want and the safety of being able to get out of your house if you had to. So definitely operation is big on the list for, you know, if you need to replace your windows or not. Drafty windows, you know, think about comfort and energy. If you're, you know, windows, the couch is always, you know, usually near a set of windows against the wall, and it's cold behind you, things like that. So just making the house more energy efficient, more comfortable. Water stains, wood rot, things like that, looking around the windows. If they're wooden on both sides, are they rotting out, letting water in? How are they installed is, you know, real big that we'll get into here. And, and also looking at how they function as far as locking. Are they safe? Will they keep people out? You know, do they lock well and work well, that in that aspect? And then once you've found these things and you've kind of decided which ones are the areas or maybe all the windows, you know, selecting the right window. So that's kind of the next thing, looking at where you are, where your house is, you know, what do people expect out of windows in different areas? You know, vinyl is great in a lot of areas with newer construction where they're using that anywhere, but upgrading to, you know, a wood clad or something like that, then sometimes, you know, put more value into a house in an area like that. Some older areas, they're just going to expect those wood clad windows. They're, you know, the wood on the interior is what's going to go with everything on the inside of the house. So, and then you got to think about, you know, historical and neighborhood association requirements. If you're in a historical area, there's going to be things that, they, you know, say you absolutely have to have. Sometimes it's just the front of the house, but it doesn't affect the sides and the back. Sometimes it affects the whole house. But know and understand your area and what's required, you know, of you in that area. And then looking for a good, strong manufacturer, a great warranty, and then a great workmanship warranty in the company that you hire to install those windows. So installing the windows is definitely the most important thing that you can do to get it right, to keep water, wind, air, everything out of the house. How that gets installed is imperative. You could buy the absolute best window on the market. If it's just installed as a replacement, if it's only caulked to siding, if it isn't insulated well, if they haven't taken things apart to really do, you know, foam, like a low expansion foam insulation around it, you're just not going to get the quality out of that entire window as a unit in the wall of the home and how that works. So, you know, when you look into people, a really good qualified, certified, you know, carpenter type window installer like we would have here at Mosby Building Arts, they understand everything. We have a holistic view of the whole home, how those windows work into the wall, how they get flashed. You know, so if you're talking with somebody and they're not talking about the siding type and how that gets installed and how it gets flashed, I urge you drastically to, you know, talk with more people, find out the whole scenario, ask open-ended questions and really understand, you know, what's going on around everything. So, you know, our Exteriors by Mosby, we can take care of all this for you. We do all this work. We have our own installers. We do the siding, the roofing, the windows, the doors. We perform everything inside, outside, design-wise, all of that. So I urge you to, you know, contact us, have us out, see what it's all about. 314-909-1800 or call mosby.com. CallMosby.com. You can find everything on there. You can see all about us, all the information, pictures of jobs, everything that we do. You can set appointments. You can text in with our client services people and get answers to your questions and all sorts of things. So all the information is there for you, ready to go. So, hey, had a great time today. Feeling really good about the new year and some of the things we have coming up and everything. So I appreciate everybody tuning in today. And, you know, I want to keep a lot of, you know, a lot of good things going this year for you all. So hopefully, you know, stick with me, stay tuned in the upcoming weeks. Every Saturday, we'll have all kinds of information like this and we'll be answering your questions as often as possible. So, hey, be good. I'll talk to everybody next Saturday.